You're listening to the Save the Marriage Podcast. Your marriage can be saved and strengthened if you have the right information. Join Dr. Lee Baucom as he explores ways for you to improve your relationship and your life, starting right now.
Hey, this is Lee Baucom. Welcome to the Save the Marriage Podcast. This is the podcast designed to help you save and transform your marriage no matter where you are, no matter what's going on, even if you're on the brink of divorce. And today, I want to get practical. I want to get tactical. I want to talk about something that a lot of people start the process and find that they haven't done this key step. They haven't created a plan to save their marriage. Now, what I mean by plan is written down. I'm not talking about having an idea in your head of what you want or even how you want to get there, but do you have a written plan? My experience is that when I pose this question, about 90% of the people I ask don't really have a written plan. They might have a few notes here and there. They might have a few ideas here and there, but they haven't sat down and taken the time to really write it out. Which I find very interesting because I watch people write down lots of other things. They'll write down their to-do list of what they're going to do in a day, what they're going to do in a week, what they're going to do to go shopping. When they start researching for a house or researching for a car, they write down all of the things that they want in that vehicle or that house. And so they take their time to really process it. When people start looking at how they want to change their lives, they sit down and create a plan. You know, they have an exercise plan, they've written it down, or a diet plan, they've written it down. But when they get down to that most important relationship in life, marriage, your spouse, they don't take the time to create a plan of how they're going to change and transform that relationship. Now, I've asked enough people enough times to know that there's some pretty common reasons that people give for why they haven't done it. One is that they feel like that things should just come naturally. You know, they should be able to move from step A to step B to step C, and so it should move naturally. So here's my response to that. So far, the natural movement in the relationship has been a downgrade, has been a spiral downward, has been for the things to fall apart. So to assume that things are going to be natural is a little, off-center, off-target. It misses the idea that when you're going to change something, when you're going to transform a relationship, you have to be intentional about it. It's not enough to say you want to change it. It's not enough to hope that things are going to get better. What matters is making a difference. Some other people said, well, I've read a lot, and I think I really have it in my head, and, you know, I just kind of want it to roll around a little bit. And my response is that that information is great to have, but I know what my retention level is. I know when I read something, if I don't make a note or I don't write it down or I don't put it somewhere, I'm going to lose it. It's just the way we humans work. That's part of the reason that a lot of times when I'm working on something creative, my wife will see me jumping out of the shower and running to the notebook to write it down, because I know that if I wait until after I've finished my shower and I've finished shaving and I've finished brushing my teeth, it's gone. It's out of my head and gone. And yet I know that in those thoughts, in those places where you're working through things, is gold. It's how we transform the world through ideas. And ideas are what begin the process of transforming a relationship. Now, some people have told me that they really don't like that written down thing. You know, it's too structured and it really gets them into trouble. And what that tells me is that the structure feels like it's going to push them in ways that are going to be difficult. In other words, they want to be able to have freedom to change things. Here's the problem. When we change things, we rarely change them in ways that are appropriate and helpful for the relationship, because when we change things, we're being buffeted by our emotions. Now, it doesn't mean that once you've written down this plan, that the plan has to be kind of in stone forever. It needs to be a living, breathing document that you change as you need to. This is one of the things that right now I'm working with my virtual coaching clients, the people who are in my virtual coaching program, to really get them centered on writing down that plan. Now, the reason I'm so centered on that program is because that's where I have a chance to really kind of talk through with people, and they can tell me what they're trying to put on their plan, and I can respond to some ways of putting it in there. And so it's a back and forth process. I've created the elements for that, you know, some ways of understanding the relationship and some ways of interacting with a spouse and changing some pieces in my Save the Marriage system. Now, when you make the plan, you're taking that and kind of 10xing it. You're making it 10 times as effective when you actually write it down. And I mean that, at least 10 times as effective. What I know is that people who don't make a list, don't make their plan, don't create their direction, rarely follow through on that direction. They get stalled out very early on and never get past the starting point. As much as people want to save their marriage, there has to be some intentionality to the process. I have yet to meet anybody who contacts me about their marriage that doesn't want to save their marriage. And so the question is not desire. The question is not motivation. The question is follow through and direction. And that's what a plan can give you. Now, the plan is based on the fact that you've gathered your information, that you've learned about the process of what marriage is about. You understand that marriage is not like every other relationship, and a marriage only works when you get out of the you versus me frame. You have to understand that in order to create your plan. You have to understand some tactical ways of dealing with someone who may be resistant to listening to your process. Part of the background for your plan is also understanding where things have gone wrong with you and where things have gone wrong with the relationship. All those pieces play into the fact that once you get all of that in, out comes the plan. At least that's what needs to happen. Out comes the plan. A lot of times we get to the place where all we're doing is gathering information. That's part of the problem of the age we live in. It's a glut of information. We have this belief that information is what we need. Information is what we're after. And, you know, we live in the information age. So let me tell you my take on information. Information is just data. That's all it is. Information is not power, as people have said. Knowledge is not power, as other people have said. Information can lead to knowledge. If you take the information in and you process it and you begin to look at what happens for you around that information, it becomes knowledge. You create a knowledge base in your head that matches your reality. The knowledge is still not enough. Knowledge is just knowledge. I can read a book and have knowledge. I can read a book about doing brain surgery and have the knowledge of that. That doesn't mean I have the capacity of doing that. The next step from knowledge is turning it into wisdom. And wisdom is when knowledge has been applied to your situation. Not just thought about in your situation, but applied to your situation. Where you've actually taken yourself and been stretched by the knowledge base that you've created from the information you've gathered. And allowed that to become you. You think of people you know who have kind of mastered their world. Let's say you look at people who have really taken on getting into shape. So there's information out there about how the body responds and what chemicals and what processes need to happen in a body to build it up and make it healthy. That's information. When people then sit down and say, okay, so how might this apply to me? They create knowledge. You know, they might have a plan of how they're going to get into shape. That's knowledge. But when they finally applied it and seen where it works and doesn't work and revamped that plan along the way, then it becomes wisdom. Then they can share it with other people. Then they can make a difference in their lives and other people's lives because they've taken the information and they've actually stretched it all the way to wisdom. Wisdom's what we're after, and the plan allows you to begin to move towards that wisdom, an understanding of how the knowledge, based on information, applies in your life, how you plug it in. So why do you need to actually sit down and write it down? Well, one thing is, it's hard to stay on track when you're trying to keep it all in your head. It just doesn't stay there. It's hard to stay on the three C's that I talk about of being so crucial, of being calm, consistent, and constant. Those three C's are very hard to follow through with unless you've created a plan that's written down, that's somewhere that you can look at it on a daily basis, at least a daily basis. If you don't have a path, you're not going to get to where you want to. You're going to decide, you know, that maybe it's not quite where you want to get to. Let me give you just kind of another example from exercise. And the reason I use exercise is because I found that to be a challenge in my own life. So for a while, I just kind of did what felt like I ought to do. So I'd go in and do some exercises here and there and run a little bit if I felt like it and lift a few weights if I felt like it. And I didn't find that I was gaining much. But when I sat down and said, okay, here's my plan. On Mondays and Wednesdays and Fridays, I'm doing this. On Tuesdays and Thursdays, I'm going to do this. On Saturdays, I can do this or I can take a break day. Sunday break day. Okay, so then I began to have an idea of how to do it. And so on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, I could look at my plan and follow through on it. So here's what happens when I don't do that. Kind of like this morning. It was a rushed morning. I had to get my dog to the vet, and we had lots of stuff going on, and I had to take care of some financial stuff. And so it was a busy morning. And so finally I said, you know what, I've got to go work out. And I went down and I didn't pull out my plan. And so I was in the middle of the kettlebell swings and I just kind of had enough. You know, I didn't do what I had set out to do on a Monday because I didn't follow my plan. I was in the middle of the push-ups and I'm like, you know, my back hurts a little bit. I don't think I'm going to push so hard. And so I didn't follow through on my plan. And as I went through the exercises, oh, I did most of them, not all of them, but I did a lot of them. I just didn't do them to my fullest potential because I didn't follow the plan. See, if I had out my plan, I would have kept going until I had finished each category. I would have worked through those exercises, even if I was a bit uncomfortable. Because that is the nature of learning and growing and stretching, that it's going to be uncomfortable, that we're trying to get to a new place. And so when you have that, you create your path that you're going to keep following. Imagine yourself taking a hike and you're drudging up a hill and you realize that hill is just too long, so you sit down. If you keep sitting down, you're not going to make it up to the hill. But if you know what your goal is, across that bridge and around the bend and across that meadow and up that hill, you'll keep doing it because you know the goal is right out there. You know where you're headed. So the plan includes a number of things. One is it ends up being a to-do list. These are the things I'm going to keep doing to really focus on getting to what makes my spouse feel loved and what will develop our relationship. I'm going to create the things, the to-do list, of what's going to build connection. So why do you need a to-do list? Well, if you look back, you're probably going to find that part of what happened along the way is you got disconnected because you weren't doing the things that you're now going to put on your to-do list, right? And so the to-do list is a checkpoint. Am I doing these things? How frequently am I doing these things? Did I say I was going to send that one-way text 3 times a week? Did I do that? How am I going to space that out? That's your to-do list. Then there's a part of it is kind of a resolutions list of who you want to become. Remember, in my 3 simple steps to saving your marriage, one is connecting with your spouse. That's kind of that to-do list of how, what you're going to do and how you're going to do it. Of changing yourself. That's kind of your resolution list of what it's going to look like. And creating a new path. All of that is your kind of your resolutions of how you want to be and how you want to show up in your relationship and in your life. And it also includes kind of a life plan list of figuring out where you want to get to. What do you want to enjoy with your spouse in life? It's not enough to say, hey, you know, let's stay together. Why stay together? What is it you're moving towards? What's the greater goal? What's that big piece that's going to keep you focused? Remember, I've talked about finding your why, your reasons why you're saving your relationship. And that's part of this plan. You create that, the reasons why, the big reasons why. And once you have that, you have this touch point. And that's part of what this is about, is why you have that plan together in writing. It's because it's a touch point. When things are getting tough, when you're getting frustrated, when you're getting really pulled along by other things, you can turn back to that, open it up and look at it and say, okay, that was my plan. That's why I had that plan. It keeps you focused. It keeps you in a direction. I've used the quote my wife has often used, and that is, consult your plan, not your emotions. And this is so true with a plan to save your marriage. A written plan to save your marriage is consulting your plan. Do you have a plan for how you're going to do it? Because if you're not, if you don't have that, you will consult your emotions. When you feel rebuffed, when you feel rejected, you're going to, instead of consulting your plan, consult your emotions, unless you have a plan, unless you have something you can pull out and say, that's going to keep me going. That's going to keep me focused. Tim Elmore has a quote that I love. He says, you can't steer a parked car. You can't steer a parked car. You got to be in motion. You got to be moving. You've got to be finding a direction. And until your car is at a park, you're not going anywhere. But then how are you going to get there? Where are you going to go? That's the plan. So think of the plan as kind of dropping your car into drive. And then your actions that follow your plan are you hitting the gas. And then the result you get from that, that's your destination. That's where you're trying to get to. If there's one thing I want you to get from this, it's time to create your plan to save your marriage. If you do not have it written down, now is the day. A better day would have been yesterday, but now is the day to get with that, to get a plan together, to get going, to get your car out of park and into drive so you can steer it based on that plan. The plan will keep you moving forward even when your emotions are betraying you, even when your muscles are aching and your body's hurting and you're not sure if you really want to do this. You look at that plan and you say, that's what I've chosen to do. If you're taking the six-month experiment, this is crucial. The six-month experiment is the experiment that Gary Chapman and I talked about how to say, you know what, I'm going to work on this relationship for 6 months. I'm going to focus on their love language. I'm going to get this going. I'm going to move ahead with this. That gives you a direction to go. So what do you do now? If you haven't already grabbed it, grab the Save the Marriage system. That's going to give you the elements of what to create in your plan. Now, if you're still struggling with that plan, that's time to join the advanced training program I have, the virtual coaching program. That's going to get you some direction and really get you focused. So when you're ready to get your plan, if you can't get going on that, if you can't figure out how to map that out, jump into that program and we will help you do that. This is Lee Balcom wishing you the best as you continue to work to save your marriage.
You've been listening to Save the Marriage podcast. For more information and help, please visit us at SaveTheMarriage.com.